You are listening to The Scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, and we are here talking with Abby Whedon. Abby, we're so glad to have you here. You're one of my favorite people in Cookeville. It's exciting to have you sitting here. And you have so many new and exciting things going on. But if you've never met Abby, she's a photographer, she's a jewelry maker, she's a business owner. What else are you doing these days? Is there anything else I need to add to the list?
Well, those are the primary things, but I am opening a permanent kind of multifaceted storefront in Cookeville this summer. So it will be vintage clothing and home good items and modern gifts, a workshop classroom, and then my photo studio.
Very exciting. And let's talk about all of that more in a minute. I want to go a little bit farther back to Abby Whedon, the artist. Tell me when you first knew that you were creative. Tell me when you first felt the creative vibe and when you thought, I think I'm a little artsy.
It's as far back as I can remember. I mean, my earliest memories, my grandmother's an artist, so she always had materials out for me and my sister. So we were always playing with that, and I just never stopped.
What kind of artist was she?
She is mostly interior design. It's really just whatever she touches, she does well and with beauty in it. So she's not necessarily making finished art pieces necessarily, but she is doing, her home is stunning. They always have floral arrangements, wreaths, whatever.
And so then when you kind of moved into middle school, high school, when did you start finding photography was the first medium for you, right? Is that you really kind of fell into?
Yeah, that was the first really serious medium. My aunt and uncle gave me a point and shoot camera when I think I was 12 or 13, and I immediately put it on black and white mode and started taking artsy photos. And then my mom had a Canon Rebel that I commandeered when I was like 13, 14.
And then you started really learning about photo composition and really paying attention to the science and behind it, or what happened next?
Yeah, I definitely explored art in school from the moment that I was able to. And then at Cookeville High School, all four of the art teachers there really invested in me and spent a lot of time with me. And I just kind of started learning all the general art principles that kind of apply no matter the medium you're using. So I thoroughly enjoyed any medium I was given in high school. And then when I went to Tech, I also went into the art program.
What was your major at Tech?
Graphic design.
Graphic design. Mm-hmm. And you loved that?
I am glad that I can do it. It's not my love. But I do use those skills every day. I do all my own design work for all of my endeavors. What I really liked was ceramics. So I really dug into the ceramics program at the Appalachian Center for Craft. I don't have a degree in it, but I spent every available credit in the clay studio.
What did you love about it?
I love that it's tactile. For photography and graphic design are both, for me, digital. So I like working with the material, and I like having finished products for sure. The other thing is that I get into a flow state nearly immediately. So it's definitely very therapeutic.
Yeah, I can see that too. And with possibly even photography or painting, it's like there comes to a point where how do you know if you're done? Like, mm-hmm. can you edit it more? And I guess mm-hmm. maybe with something more concrete, it feels good to be like, I did this.
Yeah.
Would you say you're a type A personality, Abby?
I actually have a really hard time with that question because there are certain things that I am very, very type A about. But then I also can kind of lean into my more like creative side that can kind of just take things as they come. But I'm a list person. I am a planner for sure. But I can be a little chaotic in my workspace sometimes.
What does your workspace look like at your house?
I have a bedroom that I turned into a workspace right now. It has two desks in it. So one of the desks is for my computer, and then one is for whatever medium I'm working with at the moment. For a long time, I worked with polymer clay. I've lately leaned more into beading, but I also love sewing. That's actually probably what I mostly do at that table. But the sewing is just for me. I don't sell those projects.
We're going to talk a lot more about this when we come back. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, and we'll be back with Abby Whedon. We are back on The Scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, and we are here talking with local artist Abby Whedon. Abby is a photographer, an artist, an entrepreneur, an upcoming shop owner. So many questions and so many things I want to talk to you about. Today, as an artist, what inspires you the most? Where do you look for inspiration? Who do you look for inspiration? And where do you find that juju that makes the art start happening?
I mean, simply put, I look at Pinterest, but only because it knows what I like at this point. And I would say that a lot of my inspiration comes from textile design, so fabric design. And then I also love just super vibrant, detailed tile work is a big inspiration. But it bleeds into everything I do, from how I dress to my home to the materials that I work with, and it will definitely be bleeding into my store as well.
So you worked in polymer clay for a moment. Kind of explain that for someone that might not know much about what that means.
Yeah, so when I graduated from tech and I kind of lost access to the ceramic studio, it's very difficult to immediately open your own ceramic space. I started working with polymer because I could do it in my home. It's a plastic-based clay that cures at an oven temp. So I was really missing the tactile medium when I was no longer in the clay studio. So I started working with polymer, which also comes in infinite colors. You can blend it like paint into any color you want. So I just started working with a lot of surface design and making the earrings. And then I moved to DC for a year in 2019, 2020, and actually ended up focusing almost entirely on the earring design, and was like a little factory. I was making probably 200 pairs a month. And then during COVID, I was doing that as well because I could sell them online. Photography took a huge hit during the pandemic.
I can imagine.
So I was really focused on that. And then lately, I do still work with it. I do still teach workshops in it as well. But I've kind of been leaning into other mediums. Not to say that I won't work with polymer again in the future, but it's just kind of taken a backseat from my other interests at the moment.
What has your focus right now?
I'm like flashing between all my unfinished projects in my head right now. quilting. I'm always working on a quilt. I just did a couple of little quilted wall pieces for the tiny show that's at the Silver Fern. So you can check that out this month.
When will that be? What's the date?
So it's already up, but the gallery opening with Art Round Tennessee's First Friday, it's up through June. The tiny show will be up at the Silver Fern for the entire month of June. So you can check out my pieces as well as the other members of Art Round Tennessee and all these little multi-medium pieces.
And for someone that doesn't know what the tiny show is, give me a little snippet about what that means.
Yeah, Art Round Tennessee has memberships for artists in the area. They put on the Art Prowl and the First Friday events. And so if you're a member of Art Round Tennessee, this is a show specifically for those members. And you can submit a handful of pieces that are under 6 inches. So it's really fun because I love seeing all the little miniatures, because a lot of people don't work in such a small scale all the time, but they do small versions of their work for
this
show.
That's so fun.
Yeah, and most of them are for sale too. So,
and that will be at the Silver Fern, you said?
Yes.
That's wonderful. And then you have a new shop that's opening up as well on the west side, coming up sometime in the next few months. And we talked about it briefly a moment ago, but a combination of vintage finds, curated home pieces, a workshop space, and also your photography studio.
Yes.
That's a lot.
It's a long time coming to get all of my things under one roof. So it's called Edison Hills New and Old. Edison Hills was the name of my polymer jewelry at first, and then it has expanded. Last summer, I had a pop-up shop installation off of Buffalo Valley that was kind of a little, it was so hidden. It was like you had to be looking for it to get
know.
To it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was just a little like 10 by 12 foot room of vintage finds, and then my handmade items, and then modern gifts like stationery and cards, and just little gift items. So I have always wanted to do this, but the pop-up shop was kind of a test to see how the community responded to it, if there was kind of a need for vintage in Cookeville. There's no vintage clothing in Cookeville. I mean, you can thrift if you like that, but not everybody likes thrifting. So it's curated vintage clothing, vintage home goods, and then modern gifts.
Very exciting. Abby, thank you for being here today. It's always a pleasure seeing you and lovely having you on the show.
Thanks for having me.
We are back on the scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, and we're here talking with Abby Whedon, local artist, photographer, and upcoming shop owner of Edison Hills Found New. I'm messing up the name. Abby, help me. Tell me about your new shop.
Edison Hills New and Old.
Edison Hills New and Old, which is going to be a combination of vintage finds, clothing, curated home good items, modern gifts, and also a workshop space, as well as your photography studio. Let's talk about the workshops that are going to be happening here. Tell me everything.
Yeah, so I started teaching Palmer Clay workshops while I was living in D.C. And the place that I was teaching these classes had a full roster all the time of classes for the community, ranging in time from 1 hour to 4 hours. And same with the price, from, you know, $10 to $75, depending on the intensity of the skill that was being taught. And since moving back to Tennessee, I have kind of popped around where I've taught the classes, and I have not really settled in a permanent spot. So I wanted a classroom for myself, but I also want to bring the same concept that I was working at in DC to Cookeville. So we will have a set schedule. I'm going to have regular teachers. We're hoping to have 3 classes a week from any kind of medium, any kind of creative medium you can think about, but also just other community events and food and, you know, food and drink events. Or I've talked to some theater companies about doing table reads. So just anything that people can gather and work on something together is basically going to be welcome. So this classroom will be designed with the teachers in mind. So it'll have lighting, it'll have storage, it'll have ways that the teachers can really lean into the space and bring their best, you know, skill sharing to the people that come. I have found that a lot of times when I teach workshops, a lot of the places that I have gone, I show up with my rolly cart and my plastic bins, and I spend 30 minutes, 45 minutes in a mad dash trying to make this space usable for my attendees. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I really want to combat that. I want this to be a space that is ready to go, and it is designed with the teachers in mind, and as well, obviously, with the attendees' experience. So I have spoken to many, many artists and creators in the area that are excited and ready to get on the schedule.
Very exciting. And when can we look to see that happen?
I'm hoping for the end of the summer, but we shall see, you know. There could be hangups, but that's the hope.
Will this be for adults and kids, or a mixture of both?
There will be classes designed for all ages. So we will have programming on weekday mornings for homeschool children. We'll have pre-K. My mom and my sister are going to be involved as well, so they'll be focusing on children-centered events. And then we also are going to have little walk-up things. So like on Saturday, instead of ticketed events, it'll be a little mini craft that there doesn't really need to be an instructor. There's just all the materials out and some instructions, and you can just walk up at any time and do the activity. So some of those will be for kids, some will be for adults.
Very exciting. And all this will be happening over on the west side of Cookeville.
Yes, it's a prime spot. I'm very excited.
Well, if people want to find out more and follow your journey and find out more about when that will be opening, they can go to abbywhedon.com or edisonhills.com or follow you on social.
Yes. Yep. That's both fine. I haven't posted that much on my photography website about what's upcoming, but now that I mention it, I'll add something on there. So that's there to read.
Well, I want to ask you too, you work in so many different mediums. What is your favorite?
Photography. It's just my one true love. I can't quit it.
How often are you shooting these days?
Well, this year, while I have been in the preparation for the store opening, I have really, really dialed it back. But typically, I like to shoot once or twice a week. And I really like to focus on doing fine art portraits of artists and musicians. And I like doing brand development for small brands, things to really make local businesses shine. That's definitely an area I like to spend my time. And then my sister works with me now, and she focuses on families and babies.
That's awesome. So another member of your family has recently also started a local business. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so my mom just started Kinderwoods. She has been a teacher for a long time, and she is now going to be offering tutoring up at their beautiful home on Buck Mountain. So Kinderwoods will be a tutoring program that is designed to be outside, and she's closely following a specific teaching philosophy. So I'm really excited for her. My sister's helping out with that as well.
Yeah, I saw something about that on social. Very exciting. Another really cool educational opportunity for our community. So that's exciting. Abby, I can't wait to see your shop open, and we'll look for more about that in the next few months, and looking for Edison Hills over on the west side. And if you want to find out more about Abby, abbywheedon.com.